All right, my name is Christopher Dahl, and I am the archivist at the University of Dubuque. Today is March 6th, 2018, and it is 2:48. Can you please say your name and spell it for the record?
My name is Alicia Les Aguilense. So it's Alicia, last name Loes, Aguilense, Agui. L-U-Z, and it's hyphenated.
Sure, thank you. What year do you anticipate graduating from the University of Dubuque?
May 2019.
And can you please tell me a little bit about your childhood and your hometown?
So I grew up not far from here. I was born here in Dubuque, but I was raised in Cascade, Iowa. And I lived there. I lived around the town for about half of my life, and then I moved to Bernard, which is even smaller, but it's all in the same area. Graduated high school in Cascade. I was raised on a farm, small town. I have a brother and a sister and a whole bunch of family members in the area.
Do you remember what first sparked your interest in aviation?
Well, it all came full circle to me a couple of years ago, but my mom actually got a job at the Cedar Rapids Airport, the Easter Iowa Airport, and she works at the UPS cargo facility there. And she's had that job, oh gosh, this is probably her 17th year. She's always worked ground crew. And when I was younger, she would take me out to the airport. She always worked, first shift. It's really early in the morning. I would go out. I could go into the plane. I could meet the pilots. And I just thought it was, fun to go when I was a kid. And then after 9/11, things got really bad. I couldn't go with security reasons. But I actually had the opportunity. I took a trip in 2012 to Brazil. I went for 6 months. And before I went on that trip, I had the opportunity to go back out to the airport and just visit everyone. Everyone wanted to wish me well on the trip. And I actually met a really awesome pilot that day. And usually pilots are hit or miss. They're either really passionate and they want to talk to young people, or they're just their ego is so big. They're like, I don't have time for you. But that morning he was so great. And I just kind of had an epiphany that day. I was at the time I was doing language translation, and I thought that's what I really wanted to do. And it just all kind of clicked that day. And so I went on my trip to Brazil. But when I came back, I tried Air Force, things like that. The Air Force really wasn't my area. I got really scared right before I signed my life away. And then I ended up here. And it's my whole passion now. It's all I want in life.
Well, we'll just get to the next question then. Why did you decide to attend the University of Dubuque over the Air Force?
So it was a combination of a lot of things, but I think it's so cool that this university is so well known for its program, and it's known across the nation, and it's right here in my backyard. Like I said, I grew up 20 minutes away. And so it feels really nice to come home, because I've been in Des Moines since I graduated high school. And just to come back to the area, it felt right. And I knew if I went the Air Force route, it would just be something I wouldn't be happy with, because I don't think I really support that lifestyle. And you have to, it's just so many years, and I just thought this is the way to go. I can get in, get out. So.
And what is your major here?
So I'm a double major. My focus is flight operations, but I'm also aviation management. as well.
Okay. Do you remember some of your first memories of the University of Dubuque?
Well, my first memory is, I like won't forget it. So I came in April, the fall before I started, or the spring before I started, sorry. And I contacted Steve Accinelli, the then time director of the aviation department. And I said, hey, I'm really interested in the program. I just wanted to come out and kind of get like a tour. It had already, they have like those, what are they called? Like it's a day set aside for newcoming students. Oh, I had missed that. Mm-hmm. But I was already accepted and everything. But I just wanted to like come and see it. And so I went out to the airport when Steve was so nice. And he asked me if I wanted to go up into the plane and fly it. And I was like, I thought he was joking because I had no prior like experience in an airplane. He was like, yeah, you can go out right now and fly it. And I was freaking out that he was going to let me do that. And I passed. Like I was like, no, I'm okay today. But that was my first memory. And then after my airport tour, I came in and I saw the campus and everyone was super nice. So.
I know you haven't graduated yet, but have you had any memorable classes so far that you've taken here at UD?
Actually, the most surprising class for me was research writing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I took that my first semester here, so it was fall of 16, and it was, I mean, I had heard all of the things about that class, how it's so hard, and everybody, like, fails, and I was already really insecure about my writing, and that class just, I, like, got out of my comfort zone, and it really surprised me, and I had a really good time.
Do you think the skills that you learned are going to help you?
Definitely.
How so?
Well, because, like I said, I took it my first semester here, I've been able to take what I learned, just like the basics of like understanding what your research question is and then going off of that and just building. And I used to be like a write in one-nighter type of person. And now it just feels so good to like go through and do multiple drafts. And I just like apply that to every class I'm in now.
Okay.
So super helpful.
Who are some of the professors or flight instructors who have really inspired you or helped you so far?
Well, definitely Polly Kadolf. She kind of was there for me my first year here. She's my advisor. I had her as a professor, but then also just as a really powerful like figure for me here on campus. Like I feel like she's just so inspiring, and she's just so easy to talk to. So I have a great relationship with Polly, but also I had the opportunity to work with Kim Bruggenworth out at the airport. I was her her office assistant last year, and we've just developed such a great relationship, and she's just so compassionate and knows so much about the program. Like, she's not directly a part of the field of aviation I want to go into, but the management side, like, she kind of, by working in her office, like, that's when I was like, well, I'm definitely going to get my aviation management degree, because even if I can't fly for some reason, like, I would love to just be in the environment and do something that she's doing.
Yeah, that's great.
But I've had so many, I'm on my 12th flight instructor, so it's really hard to, because the turnover rate's so high here at the university that it's just really hard to keep one for a long time, but they've all been influential for me.
Have you ever had a female flight instructor?
No.
No?
Actually, for a brief period, I did for about a month, but I would say just no, because I only flew with her for a few times that month, so.
Okay. Have you ever participated in APEX, the faculty scholarship, or sorry, the student scholarship program here at UD?
I was in APEX in, I guess it was last spring.
And you created a poster for that, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember what your topic was?
My topic was next gen technology in updating in the air traffic control towers and also in the aircraft.
Do you have any memorable experiences from that, or was it positive? Was it scary? Did you learn a lot?
It wasn't scary because I'm not intimidated by doing things like that. I guess I really didn't know what to expect, but it ended up being really fun, and I took like I kept my poster, but then I kept like four other people's posters that they didn't want, so it was fun.
All right, so the reason you're here, flying, let's get to some of those questions.
Okay.
Can you tell us about your first flight experience, including your first solo flight or cross country or night flight, etc.?
Like me specifically
Yes,
flying?
yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was here. Some students here like have experience before they get here. I did not. And my first flight up was everything I thought it was going to be because I'm a very emotional person. And they just like, they let you go out there and they like let you pull the yoke back. They let you fly it like the first time without knowing anything at all. And it's like every emotion you could feel happening at one time. And it was such a beautiful day that day. But I just remember taking off, and I already knew that I was like addicted to it, but that was just like, yep, I'm definitely doing what I need to do. So,
Have you had your first solo flight or cross country flight yet?
I have done my first solo flight, and that was like a personal, like, just journey for me because it's flying isn't something that comes supernatural to me, and it's the only thing. Like in any other area that I've studied or focused on, everything comes really easy, and this is something that challenges me. And so I was seeing all of my classmates, like they were signed off, they soloed, they kept soloing, and I just hadn't soloed yet. So when it finally happened, it happened January of last year, 2017. And it was such a special day. I'll never forget it because my parents were there. My sister was there. My brother couldn't make it, but my husband was there as well. And they were all cheering me on in the tower. And you're supposed to do three takeoff and landings. And I went up for my first one and I came around and I was on final. And I was set up for like a, it was a stabilized approach. I was just like, in my head, I was thinking like, oh my God, I'm gonna land this plane by myself. So I ended up like going around and not landing, but I came back around and it all worked out.
So was that your first negative experience in a plane, or had you
My
already had a
first,
few?
no. I had so many negative experiences. First was just getting used because when you're in those little trainer aircrafts, you feel every little bump. And so just getting used to that was a struggle. And then doing like stalls where the instructor would just like pull out the throttle and like basically shut off the engine and just like getting used to all of like the like I had read about it in books, but then like being in the aircraft and like having it happen was like it, I guess it wasn't negative, but it was definitely something I had to work through, and then
Yeah.
also just like you always have bad flights, like no matter what. Like, one every week you'll have at least one bad flight, and just like coming back after that and like having to process of how bad you did and like showing up again and trying again, I think is just the negative experience I had. And I still deal with it all the time. So,
Are you involved with Alpha Eta Rho, the Women in Aviation Sorority, or Women in Aviation International?
Yeah, so I am not a part of Alpha Eta Rho, but I am a part of Women in Aviation.
Okay.
This is my second year.
What can you tell us about that organization?
Well, I'm proud to say this year I can represent the chapter here as the president. I can't say like for the history of our chapter here on campus, but I know since I've joined and going forward, our main goal is to promote women in the aviation industry in all parts of the industry, and it is a co-ed organization, so more than 70% of our members are male who are there to support us in what we do, and we have the opportunity to do community outreach and building professional relationships through conference and things like that.
And you might not know this stat off the top of your head, but do you know what the ratio of women to men in the aviation department at UD is?
Well, I don't know the ratio, but we're only up to, like, it's 9 or 11%.
Okay.
I feel more comfortable saying 9, but that's not a question for me, because I know with this new incoming class, we have gotten a bigger chunk of females to come in, but I don't know the exact number.
Do you feel the difference? Like, sometimes you ever go into class and you look around and you're like, oh, I'm the only female here.
Well, it happens all the time. Like, it always feels like I'm at a boys' club or a boys' party and I wasn't invited there. And I'm sure all the females in the program here on campus... And it's not, like, intentional. It's just, yeah.
But it's something you're conscientious of?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something I thought about even before I came here. And I've had prior jobs where I worked with all men. So it's something I always think about, not just, like, in this career that I'm, you know, that I'm working for, but it is something that I always feel on campus, and when you, like, start following different aviation networks, and you just see how disproportionate it is, like, you'll always see, like, a new graduating class of pilots at, whether it be Envoy or wherever, and I'm always, like, looking, and there's, like, no females in there, or there's, like, one, and she's, like, my champion.
Is this something you discuss with the other women here at UD, or is it just something that you don't talk about?
I think it's like an unspoken reality that we don't need to talk about it because we already know, and we're just like working hard every day to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like, in our Women in Aviation meetings and things, like, that's obviously something we talk about, so.
Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you said you guys are working hard to change it.
Yeah.
Like what? How? Do you have some anecdotal evidence?
Well, something that I just feel like being in the industry, being here right now, present, not giving up when everything and everyone was saying you can't do it, like, that's not a girl's job. I think just waking up and doing it every day is changing it, but also a specific thing that Women in Aviation does is we have a Girls in Aviation Day every year, and it happens in the fall, and it's not just something our chapter does, it's the whole international org, and it's an opportunity for us to meet with, they're usually like fourth or fifth grade girls, and we bring them out to the airport, and we get them excited about it. It's like kind of like a science like a science day when you were a little kid, like yeah. that, but just very focused on aviation and just like getting that new generation like ready to come in. And because when I was younger, I know I went out to the airport with my mom, but it was just never something that I was exposed to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true with a lot of fields. So I think that's like a big thing that we can do. And then obviously now supporting other women in the field any way you can, I think is important too.
Yeah, that's really neat. Do you feel being a woman in the aviation department is an obstacle to overcome, or do you think it has opened or in the future will open more doors for you?
I don't think... I think obviously the doors will be open for me either way. Because, like, I don't take no for an answer.
Right.
But it's, like, I don't think it's a big roadblock being a female. But there's just, like, subtle things that you can feel where it's... There's someone that's uncomfortable with you being in the room. Or you, like, wanting to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think it's going to change. I think, like... With society now, we're having such a big women empowerment movement going on. And I think you're going to feel it in every part of society. It's changing. So, but specifically aviation, like, there's so many hardworking girls that are just, it has to change. And I think it will change.
Good. All right, so we're going to transition a little bit. So, after you graduate... Do you have plans?
Well, I just want to get a job in cargo. And I don't care where it is, where I go. I just want to get a job doing that.
Why and, cargo?
It's just... It doesn't even have anything to do with my mom, like, growing up, like having my first aviation experiences in a cargo facility. It's just, it's the most appeasing to me. And I think it's, like good, what's the word? Like, I think it's a more stable part of the industry than airlines. 'Cause people are always going to need their mail and packages and, I don't know, it just sounds fun. And I really, like, my end goal is UPS. I just want to work for them.
And do you have a preference of flying for UPS or just anything?
Goes? I mean, I always say that, like, it would be really hard for me to wake up in the morning if I couldn't fly, like, if that wasn't an option anymore. So I think it would be really hard for me to, like, really accept that I couldn't do it, but I just need to be in the aviation industry. Like, I get so giddy just, like, being around an airport.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel the UD aviation program will prepare you for your professional life?
Most definitely it will. Like, I think the amount of non-aviation related things that you learn on top of it just really just set you up for success. And in that regard, I mean, the professionalism that you're taught, ethics, like time management, like they really teach you things out, 'cause, and you're gonna learn them anyway, going through, being a flight student, it's very challenging, especially going through all the other classes you have to take. You have to become very good at time management. So, but UD just, like, has it set up where, like, they just, like, are going to get you there. And there's resources available for you if you're not on track. And I just love the whole aviation department. Like, all of the faculty They are just so great. I love them. And I have, like, personal relationships with each of them, you know? So, and I love it. It's like a small little, we're like a little family here, you know?
All right. I don't have any more questions for you. Do you have any questions for us on what we're doing, or?
I mean, you guys pretty much answered any questions I had the other day. I don't have any now. Good. I just would like to say that I think it's really cool what you guys are doing, and it's, like, necessary, and I hope that I can learn, like, with you guys, like, with your research. Like, I want to learn with you, because that stuff really interests me.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.